We're up to Simin Reish Lamed, 230. Dine Ksas Brachos Protios. Okay. Hamespalav Amasha Avar. One who davens for something that's already happened. He goes into the city, hears us screaming coming from the city. Davens, Hashem, that sound should not be coming from my house. Now, the sound is already coming from whichever house it's coming from. In other words, davening on something that's already finished. Oh, his wife is pregnant after 40 days. Davens for a boy. It's already determined if it's going to be a boy or a girl. I raise you tfilas shav. That is a tfilas shav. Because the vlad is already. It is what it is. But within 40 days, one can daven. So, I don't know why it says Yuchal. He should. So, until 40 days, one can daven for a boy. After that, one should cannot daven for a boy. It is determined. And after that point, one should daven that the child should be a God-fearing Jew. Oh, so they discuss that. So first, Yeshu brings down that a tefillah shav. He says is like an omen yisoma. It's like an omen, like an extra omen. Don't do that. Hold on. You're talking about an ace. Hold on. Here, that's the next paragraph. Yeshu asks to daven for the baby to change gender. That's a nes shelo kederach hateva, and we don't daven for nisim. Now, yes, but we have a harachaman. If a person misses Yalavia, ala nisim. Harachaman who yasa lanu nisim, kamal shasam bayamim mahim. So daven for a nes. So it brings down two answers. One is that the nes of Hanukkah and Purim was a nes bederach hateva, not me ala teva. Okay. And secondly, he says that Tzibor can daven for an ace, but a Yochid can't daven for an ace. We tell the Tzibor.
The difference is this is an ace that never happened.
Yeah, Leah. Leah was pregnant, number 7 was a boy, and she davened, she turned into a girl, and turned into Dina. So that's all Shai Levi. That's footnote 2. So the Gemara asks Akasha. One of the answers is it was Tochar Boim Yom. Right? She didn't want it. She knew Rachel was going to end up with only one. Less than the Shvachos, she should daven for a girl. If it's B'derech HaTeva, not Me'al HaTeva. What? Okay, so we discussed that at length. You can look back and see Man Reish Yud.
What's in the guidelines?
Reish Yud Ches. Birchas Anisim, Siftes. We're not doing it now. You can do it for homework. You can listen to the tape. A whole discussion over there. The Birchas Anisim is an ace that's B'derech HaTeva or an ace that's Me'al HaTeva. Ein Sham with the Bir Halacha. Fine, right there. You gotta finish up. Ella, but a person should not daven for the past, he should daven for the future. He should daven for the future. He should thank Hashem for the past and daven for the future. Kagon. Now this is it's very interesting. I'm going to read through the whole thing quickly and then we'll discuss it a bit. Kagon. Hanichnas lekrach, when he's going into a city, he says, Yosef Nachashem Elokeinu, Shetachni Seini, lekrach hazeh l'shalom. Please get me safely into the city. Nichnas b'shalom, he comes safely into the city, he thanks Hashem. Modeh Yosef Nachashem Elokeinu, there Shichnas Tani, lekrach hazeh l'shalom. Thank you Hashem for getting me safely. Now you want to leave the city, Bigesh Lotzis, Lama, Yosef Nachashem Elokeinu, Shetotzini, lekrach hazeh l'shalom. Get me out of the city safely. He gets out of the city safely. Thank you for getting me out of the city safely. Okay, shame says the time of the shalom. Just like you got me out of the city safely, get me to the next city safely. Can't tell you chayni the shalom v'chule. Ad baruch ato Hashem shomei tefila. V'zui tefila sadarach shenichtelu hi v'chol dinah b'sim kuf yod. So it's very strange. We have already a Simen Kuf Yud. There, it's dedicated to Tfilas HaDerech. whose halacha, whose source appears in the fourth parak of brachos, and this whole business appears in the last parak of brachos. And over there, in the tefillas of derech, and over there in kuf yud, and tefillas of derech that we are accustomed to saying, there's no thanking Hashem for the past. It's just davening on the future. Yeah, but we don't say that. We don't leave a city. That's not part of our nusach of tefillas of derech, and it does not appear in Siman Kuf Yud. The future, but not the past.
I know, he's not going on the past.
What do you mean he's not going on the past? Good, so what's the difference? So, the Mishnah Berurah asked this question in Sif Klat and Gimel. There's a new, why do we have two different types of tefillas of derech? So, Halachaira, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Klat and Gimel. Hello, B'simun Kuf Yud, Mavur, Dikin, Shiyotu, the derech, Omer, tefillas of derech, Levat. Hello, Dal Shavar, and Kuf Yud does not tell us to thank Hashem for the past. And you don't say that you're leaving the city, you're supposed to be out of the city. Why do we have two different versions of Tfilas Adarech and two different times of saying the Tfilas Adarech? There's about Kufiyot, about a small city. You don't have to worry about getting out of the city. There's no fear. And therefore, you're only davening on the future. And therefore, you only say it when you're actually on the derech. However, you'll skip to the bottom line. So you see him Sifkathan Beis. Sifkathan Beis talks about what kind of city we were referring to over here. He gets into a city, thanks Hashem, he got into the city safely. He says the city that when you go into the city, they're going to start up with you, they're going to put you in jail, you don't know what they're going to do to you. And on that, the Dirshi brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, and nowadays it doesn't happen, which is very shammy. Akashach lived in Europe 100 years ago. They had plenty of problems, and it was before the Holocaust. So, you necessarily know it was coming, but it's not like things were so geschmack by World War I either. It's not like, it was not an easy tkufa. But I guess where he was at that specific time was they did not live in fear every time they went in and out of the cities. Are these certain cities? Then the last line of Sifkat and Gimel, he says, "Miga the tzarach lama hoda takeif kishayotim in the ear." There's an Indian of thanking Hashem as soon as you get out of the city safely. So Omer Az Gamkin just neshikol about the Migu. Migu, you're saying thank you right now. So now's the time to ask to get safely to the next city. Even though Kuf Yud tells us to wait until a meal, whatever, you're sitting out of Hichzik Baderech, you're sitting a distance outside the city. We find this Migu appears by Rachel, right? Rachel has a son named Yosef. And on the spot where we would expect you to name the baby more like a Yehuda type of name, which is a thank you kind of name, Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher. What do you mean Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher? Why don't you just thank Hashem for what you have? Why are you already asking for more? Rabbi Ras and Eshet Torah has the whole mahalach in that. Rabbi Ras. Part of asking for something from Hashem is to recognize that he's the balabas, he's the one who gave it to you. It's part of the thanking process, probably part of the recognition process, and it goes together. So maybe that's the idea over here. Thank you for getting me here. And now's the time to daven for Hashem should continue to watch over us and take care of us. Also, once you're thanking Hashem, it's a mesuga dika time to daven. So it's Mustafa Racha also daven. Also thank Hashem. Okay, Lamai said we don't. Our nusach of Tfilas HaDerech does not thank Hashem for the past. What we do is all from Siman Kuf Yud, and it's like strange because okay, you know, you can come up with an answer, but like, okay, so put it together in Kufyud, or put it together over here. Why is it, one's in Perek Dad, one's in Perek Test, like, just a strange thing. My wife actually says this, she gives this over to the girls at the end of the year in Israel, they're going back to America, and it's like, thank Hashem that He got you to this point in your physical and spiritual growth and development, and now we have to thank Hashem, we have to daven to Hashem for the future. Hashem should continue to watch over us physically and spiritually, and we should continue to grow and as we go off to the real world in America. It's a beautiful tefillah. But the mice, it's not our tefillah today. Sif Beis. Hanichnas Lomadas Garno. Okay, so Gemara's over there. Hanichnas. Actually, this is Gemara in Tainus. Hanichnas Lomad Garno. You're going to measure your grains. Oh, Mehitz Menach Hashem Elokash. Tishlach Bracha Bekriyazah. Hashem should send Bracha to my pile of produce. His chalomud, when you start measuring, you say, Baruch HaSholeach, Baruch HaBekriya Zeh. Ma'adad, if you already measured and then you daven, that your pile should have bracha, that's a tzuyah shav. She'en a bracha matzuyah, but daver she'asamoy min ha'ayin. The bracha is only a daver asamoy min ha'ayin. He wants to say, I don't know, this means exactly, he's saying it's not davening for an ace, but until you count it, it could be this rabbit, it could grow, it could whatever, and after you've counted, it is what it is, it's not shayach. To start davening that it should have bracha. Sif Gimel, Hanichnas Lamerchatz, one who goes into the shower, he says, not our showers, those showers, we'll see in a minute, the bathhouse. Here, Tzemnech Hashem Elokai, Shetachni, Seini the Shalom, Tzatzini the Shalom, get me in and out of the bathhouse safely. Tzatzini Razeh, save me from the fire of the bathhouse. And save me from the future fire of Gehenim. Yotzibashalom, he says, Mo'odan, even Nech Hashem Elokai, Sheitzaltani, Me'urazeh. Yeah, I think so. Okay, Mishabur says Sukkot and Hey, we don't say this bracha bizmanenu. Why don't? But actually, Lanoga with Tuazu, Lanoga be Mayim. They used to have this boiling hot, you know, fire underneath the bathhouse. And you're standing on these boards on top of the fire, that's kind of what's heating the whole place up. And if there's some problem with the board, a person falls into the fire, and then he's gone, he's finished. So nowadays, obviously, it's not like that. But even 100 years ago, it wasn't like that. They had a little fire on the side. Okay, back to our regular schedule program. Okay, Reish Lamed Dalet. Hanichnas Lakiz Dam. One goes in to do bloodletting, which was some sort of medicinal thing. Oh, my God, Tzvanach Hashem Elokai, Sheyehei Esek Zeh Li Lerefuah. This should be for me a refuah. Ki Rofei Chinamata. Lach Hashiki Zomar Baruch Rofei Cholim. There's an asterisk by Baruch Rofei Cholim. And the Beragola points out, Baruch Hazu V'kol Shah Baruch Hos Tzarech Lahaske Bashem V'malchus. Kaniska Le'el Reish Simin Reish Yud Ches. Mishmo points out Sifkat on Vav. It's not just bloodletting. Hu Adim Makom Yidi Derefuah. Yomar Zeh. It's a very beautiful thing to say. Don't think that the doctor and the penicillin, the antibiotics, is going to heal you without Hashem. It's all part of Hashem's plan and the way Hashem runs the world. By saying this beautiful tefillah, the antibiotics don't always work. The doctor doesn't always know what he's talking about. So you have this special tefillah to say when you're involved with Inyanei Refuah. Very beautiful tefillah. Okay, the Dereshu footnote 9 brings down from Rav Yashiv that it's not a chiyuv to say this, but this is tov l'omra ach eino chiyuv. But it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, we don't. So brach rofe chol mishabrusim katan zayim. It's all l'omra b'shem v'malchus. But lo ra'isi no again kain. L'mai so we don't say b'shem v'malchus. So once you deal b'shem v'malchus, you're on shaky ground. You know, it's a big discussion. It's a big machlokas. It becomes problematic. But just to say the tefillah without the Shem HaMalchus, even he's saying Shem Hashem. You can say Shem Hashem in the form of a tefillah. Here's Menach Hashem Elokai. That's not going to be a bracha levatala if you're not supposed to say it. So it's a beautiful thing to say, and we don't say it with a concluding bracha. And Dershi points out there's three shittas. One is to say with shame for malchus. One is to say with shame without malchus. Baruch atah Hashem rofei cholim. And one is to say without shame for malchus. And we know it's say without shame for malchus. Yeah, so those that say that this bracha was only for akazas hadam. Bloodletting was a dangerous thing. It was healing, but if they hit a vein, whatever, an artery, so the person was in trouble. So it was a dangerous thing, and therefore Chazal was talking a bracha. But to take antibiotics is not exactly dangerous. Worst case scenario, it doesn't work, and you need to take a stronger antibiotic. The antibiotics itself, I mean, there are cases, obviously, and then cancer patients, all sorts of patients, where the medicine itself could, God forbid, kill the person. So that's what that on the Shai Tshuva from the Rada. Dafka Kodesh Sekona. And that's in the Shai Tshuva, and Ois Tes, he talks about that. It should be said as a tefillah without a concluding bracha. Sif hey, la'olam hey, adam ragil omar koma, the other rachmana latav avi. The person should always say, gam zula tova. Everything Hashem does is for the best. It doesn't say gam zula tova, it says koma, the rachmana tava da avi. The chacham shleim on the side of the shulchan fancy Friedman shulchan aruch says, look at my drashas on the parsha to understand the difference between those two ma'amorim. But literally, koma, David Rahmana, everything that Hashem does, the top of it is for the good. Okay, in the end of Mishmar Sif Katan Zayin, Misha Misatesh, someone who sneezes, Vachaveiro Omer Lo Asuta, and his friend tells him, Gezuntai, Yomar Lo Brachtia, Vachigam Shiros Lakvisi Hashem. Why? The Amr Chazad, the Tchila Lo Yadam Cholaklal. Used to be people did not get sick. He was fine walking in the shuk, fine day, fine, everything's great, healthy. He sneezes, and he would die. His neshama would go out through his nose. Until Achiba Yaakov Avinu, Bikesh Rachma Davar, Yaakov Avinu Davin, that's what they say, they came to Yosef and they said, what's significant about that? That Yaakov was the first person to die from illness, from Choli, and Yaakov Davin to be able to be sick, to be able to prepare his nyanim and talk to his children and do everything he needed to do before he would die. Not to just sneeze and without any forewarning. Okay, let's try to do Reish Lamed Aleph. Reish Lamed Aleph is Choshev. Shekol Kavanos Yudu Shem Shemayim. The pasuk says in Mishlei B'chol Drachecha Da'eyu, you should know Hashem in all your ways. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos Kol Ma'asach Yudu Shem Shemayim. Everything we do should be the Shem Shemayim. This is a very easy simon to read. It's a much more difficult simon to apply and live by. If that was all right, this is halacha l'maisa. It's not optional. It's not for tzaddikim. It's not for yechidei skula and for gedolei hador. It's for all of us. Okay, let's see. If a person can't learn, can't function in the afternoon without a nap, he should take an afternoon nap. Hagah, no, to Kishnei. Somebody wakes up from his afternoon nap. Neshama is for the morning, not for a nap. Some say he should say Vihinam before he goes to sleep. Lamaisa Mishabura says we don't do that. Okay, but you shouldn't sleep too much in the afternoon. You should sleep every afternoon for 4 hours. You're wasting your life away. Also, sleep during the day more than 60 breaths. No discussion exactly what the 60 breaths are. Adesha brings down here footnote 5. that the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that there were big people who used to take significant afternoon naps, an hour or two, to enable them to function, and to, they probably didn't sleep so much at night to function. Then he brings down three opinions. What is the Shita Nishmah? 3 hours, half an hour, 3 minutes. Sorry. You have a lot of leeway. Okay. Va'ap bezeh ma'at. When a person, so it doesn't think it's a 3 hour nap, because the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't call that bezeh ma'at. He doesn't hold it's 3 hours. When you're taking your afternoon nap, lo take a lanos gufo. It shouldn't just be because, wow, there's nothing more geschmack than being in bed with a pillow. Ela lahachzik gufo levodos Hashem yizbarach. He should be sleeping to strengthen his body to serve Hashem. V'chein b'chol ma'ashihane ba'olam hazeh. Every hana'a that a person has in this world, lo yichavin lahana'a. Also, he should not have intentions just to be nene, just to have pleasure. Ella, it should be focused la avoda sabari is barach, to help him serve Hashem better. Kidichsiv, as the pasuk says, b'chodja chechada eyu pasuk amishlei. Amru Chazal kol maasach ayu l'shem shemayim. Everything a person does should be l'shem shemayim. Shafid varm shal rishus. Even those things that seem to be, you know, optional. You know, it's davening. Okay, it's a mitzvah. Learning, that's a mitzvah. Tilling, it's a mitzvah. Eating, optional. Sleeping, optional. Playing ball, optional. Going for a walk, optional. So he's saying, no, even the dvarim shall reshus that are optional, could go on. Achil v'shtia, eating and drinking, halicha, walking, yeshiva, sitting, kima, getting up, tashmish, being with one's wife, v'asicha, shmuzing, v'kol tzorch, hagufcha, everything a person does for his body, yukulam ba'avodas bo ra'acha, it should all be to serve Hashem. Or something that causes avodas Hashem. Even if a person is very hungry or thirsty, if he eats or drinks just to enjoy it because it tastes good, ain't a mishubach. That's not praiseworthy. You should eat and drink in order to serve Hashem, which basically is telling us to eat healthy, right? Eating a greasy hamburger with a big Coca-Cola. It's hard to say I'm doing it for avodas Hashem. Again, these are very high levels, and we're not. Most of us are not there yet. Rav Naftali is there, but some of us are. Mishibur sifkatan hay. Okay, right. Whatever. It's hard to say. I'm eating to serve Hashem if I'm eating things that I'm not, that are unhealthy. Mishibur sifkatan hay. Ra'isi lanshe ma'isa. I saw a choshev of people. Shekhodem achila, before they would eat, they would say, "Hinni rotzi lecha v'lishnos." I want to eat and drink. Kedoshia bari. I should be healthy and strong to serve Hashem. And Yeshu points out from other places, one who eats with that kavana, his eating is like a karban, and it becomes a mitzvah. And one who stopped running after taivas without any positive kavana at all, just to give himself pleasure. The Bir Halacha says, and that's in the Siman Aleph by the Sheish Mitzvah Tridios, quoting the Chinuch, he says, "Hu bichlal znus." I don't know if he uses that word over there. I didn't look it up. Sheneh samach masapasuk lo sasuru. Lo sasuru achrei davar einechem is not just don't look at things you shouldn't be looking at, but it's, well, don't look at not just women. It's looking at anything and follow your heart's desire to do things that are anti, not helping us in avodas Hashem. It's very harif over there, talking about avas Hashem. Okay, we all have what to strive for. Even when he's doing good things, he's sitting with chashuv people, he's standing with them, he's walking with them, he's going and doing. If he's doing it for his own personal gratification, ain't a mishubach. He should do everything the shame shemaim. The chayim b'shchiva is going to sleep. When he could do, he could be productive, and he's just lazy, he's lying around in bed. That's for sure no good. Even when he's tired, he needs a nap. If he does it just to gratify his body, it's not praiseworthy. Eli is kaveh. He's very. He goes easy. You know, he doesn't say you're a terrible person. Ain't a mishubach. I don't know how Rav Nemzal fits in. Rav Nemzal holds it's mamish. Eli is kaveh. Lots of shenil. Ain't of the guf of menuchah tzarachabrius. He should do it to be healthy. Shulot titarif daito that he. His brain, she shouldn't go crazy, but Torah, machmas, and niyas hashen. A person doesn't sleep enough, can lead to bad things. He needs to take care of his body. V'chein b'tashmish, when he's with his wife, if he's on a word of Torah, even if he's following whatever the way it says in the Torah, ma'asa lashen ta'avos, if he's just doing it for his personal his gratification, ta'avos, alana t'gufa, raise him m'gune. So here he changes the lashen. Here it's m'gune. It's a bad thing. But I feel this guy is upon him, and if he's doing it to have children, but he wants children that his children should take care of him in his old age. Take care of him or follow, you know, take over his business. That's not praiseworthy. Elias Kavi should burn the Vodas Borough. Should want children that they will serve Hashem. Or she's Kavi the Kai Mitzvah Sona, Kadam Prechova, or the Mitzvah to be with one's wife, or Mitzvah to have children. And Mishra Burasif got V'chein basicha when he's schmoozing. I feel it's happened to be chachma. Even if talking about smart things, Shoshi Yekav and also avodas sabari. Or the dabar maybe the avodasa. Things that lead to avodas Hashem. Klala shadavar. The bottom line is chayav adam lasum inav libo. A person has to pay attention, his heart and his mind, adrachav on all his actions. V'lishko komaisa bazni sichlo and weigh all of his actions. Or kisharoa adavar shiavi the avodas sabari is barach yaseo. If he's doing something that lead to avodas Hashem, great, go for it. If it's going to lead to Avodas Hashem, do it. If it's not going to lead to Avodas Hashem, he should not do it. And whoever acts like this is serving Hashem, his creator, always. Because then every time he eats and sleeps, everything is a mitzvah. He's uplifting the Gashmias, is turning Gashmias into Ruchnias, materialism, and mundane matters into service of Hashem. It's a very high level. It's something that's very chash. If he exercises to be healthy, everything, if a person can turn all of his deeds all throughout the day into mitzvahs, he's on a very high level, and we should all be zocha to get there.